Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Penguins are back in the playoffs. How exciting is this? It's like the 14th or 15th season. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Pittsburgh Penguins, Brandon Tanev, welcome to Bubba Show!
Thank you very much, guys. How are you guys doing?
Excellent! How are you doing? You excited? Noon, PPG Paints Arena. Penguins against the Islanders. We're going to be playing some playoff hockey.
Playoffs is always the best time of the year, and it's exciting. The weather's getting nice. Playoffs are right here, and I'm sure the city and everyone's looking forward to it.
This might be a dumb question, but because obviously you're playing hockey on ice. Is there a difference in the quality of ice at arenas when it's like 80 degrees outside and humid, even though you're inside a building, versus when it's 20 degrees outside and cold? I've always wondered that.
Yeah, you know what? There is a little bit of a difference, but I think the arena staff at each building does a great job. I mean, the staff that we have at PPG Paints Arena is phenomenal. They do an outstanding job for us to keep the ice at how we need it. So kudos to them, and it's going to be an exciting time here coming up.
Do you have any superstitions that you do prior to game time, Brandon?
I necessarily wouldn't call them superstitions. I'd probably say routines. I do some things every day on game day at the same time. I guess if you want to call them a superstition, you can. But I'd rather call them routines.
Routines, okay.
What is one thing that you do every game day at the same exact time?
So we play soccer before the game to warm up, game called Two Touch. And when John Marino comes into the circle, I grab the ball from whoever has it, and I throw it at him as hard as I can. and it's just something we've been doing.
So it goes from soccer to dodgeball.
Exactly right.
Do you remember the very first time when you came from Winnipeg to Pittsburgh that you met Mario Lemieux?
I do, yes. It was actually after I scored my first goal. Mario came down the locker room with a young boy, and I was able to say hi to the young fellow and introduce myself and obviously speak to Mario for a few minutes there. And that's, you know, something in itself. You know, what a great individual, great hockey player, just an amazing person in general.
Did you walk away and say to yourself, "Oh, my God, I just talked to Mario Lemieux"?
You know, you kind of, you walk away and you're like, just like, wow, yo, hopefully I didn't say anything stupid.
That's funny. All right, so what is the best thing, Brandon, you love about Pittsburgh so far?
You know, I think the people, to be honest with you, I think everyone here is great. Everyone I've encountered in the last few years have been nothing but great to my family and I when they've been in town, and it's amazing. It's a blue-collar town. They love sports. Everyone is hardworking individuals, and I think that's great. You know, they're amazing people, great city. You know, the weather's a lot better here than it is in Winnipeg, so I'm really thankful for that. But I can't say enough about the people in this city. It's been awesome.
If you're just tuning in, Brandon Tanev, Pittsburgh Penguins getting ready for the game against the Islanders. The start of the playoffs, noon on Sunday at the PPG Paints Arena. And obviously, you know, the there's all kinds of new rules.
Yeah.
So there's going to be more fans, which I got to tell you, and we don't have to dwell on this too long. How weird was it playing hockey with nobody in an arena? Just, I can't even imagine. All you could hear was the sound of the ice.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty different at first getting used to that. I mean, we're so used to having the buildings around the league and their building here being so loud and having great fans. And I mean, when you don't have fans in the arena, it's a little bit different. It's you almost gotta be careful in terms of if you're getting a little bit heated battle with some guy, what you're saying, and because there's microphones and stuff.
Yes,
being picked up everywhere. But I think the game itself is better with the fans at the rink. You know, you show up to the rink and you have, you know, more jump, more energy because you're feeding off the fans in the arena. So I think we all really miss that.
Brandon Tanev, I got to ask you a question. I need you to be 100% honest. One thing about Bubba shows, we're honest. Which is louder, Winnipeg Jets fans or Pittsburgh Penguins fans? Because
Ooh.
They both have a reputation of being loud during a game.
I mean, I definitely think they're both, you know, 1A, 1B when it comes to
yes.
top fans in the NHL. They're both extremely passionate, love the game of hockey, and always loud, always providing energy, you know, for our team. So I think it's great. I mean, when you have such passionate fans as we do in Pittsburgh, I mean, it makes the game more exciting. It makes you want to have a better game so the fans get louder. I mean, it's tremendous, the noise at BBG Bank Arena.
Brandon, I'm going to make a prediction.
Oh, no.
You said 1 and 1A. I promise you, after one playoff game at the PPG Paints Arena, the Penguins fans become 1 and the Winnipeg. By the way, Winnipeg Jets fans are notoriously loud. That's why I brought that up. They are notoriously, all across the NHL, notoriously loud. That's what they're known for. Mm-hmm. But after one Penguins playoff game, you will say the Penguins fans are 1 and the Jets fans are B or 2 or whatever comes after 1, which is 2.
Which is 2.
Brandon,
I love that.
I promise you, there's nothing like Penguins playoff hockey. I promise you. It is like no other sport. It is unbelievable. I mean, I know we got to let you go, but I do have one question, Brandon.
Oh, get to it. Listen, Brandon, are you sitting down?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Ask you this. Dude, you've only known me for about 7 minutes, but I have to ask. I'm an honest guy. I'm a fair guy. I'm a fun guy. But what is up with your profile picture on the Penguins website? You look like you saw a ghost.
I guess I'm not really too photogenic. No, I mean, we took those headshots for training camp, and I stood there, and, you know, I mean, I guess as you heard in some other interviews, maybe you haven't, but I saw a ghost that was walking behind the cameraman, the gentleman who was taking our pictures. So if you want to believe it, that's the story I'm giving, so we'll run with that.
I just want to make sure I understand. Brandon Tanev of the Pittsburgh Penguins has announced that the picture on the Penguins of his profile on the Penguins page is after you saw a ghost.
Yes.
He admitted it. Brandon, live on Bubba Show, you admitted it. Okay, now we know. Now we know.
Well, listen, Brandon, seriously, great to know you. Thank you for calling in today. Thanks to Jen for setting this up. You're
yeah.
awesome. You know, obviously, we will be cheering you on throughout the playoffs. The first series against the Islanders starts noon on Sunday at the PPG Paints Arena. We're so glad to have you. You know, we're glad you left Winnipeg and you came to Pittsburgh. You're such a vital part of a member of our team, and thank you for being a part of our Bubba Show.
I really appreciate that, guys. Stay safe, and let's go Pens.
Let's go Pens! Wow, that's awesome. What a great guy.
Amen.
And he saw a ghost. That's awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.